Let's face it, urban public schools face challenges. On top of countless policy and resource debates, they often work with relatively large numbers of at-risk students. Those include kids who don't show up. For our series, Getting There, WUWM is diving into the issue of stagnant school attendance around Milwaukee. It's a problem that has stumped many. Today, education reporter Rachel Morello examines what other cities have tried to get students in their seats.
Imagine waking up to this.
Morning, it's me, Magic Johnson here. I won 5 NBA championships and Olympic gold medal. So I'm calling the shots today.
It was 2011. If you received one of these voicemails, it meant you were a New York City public school student who had missed at least 10 days. When the truancy rate hit 20%, district leaders decided to try something new and simple, calling the kids who weren't showing up. But rather than using familiar voices like a teacher, they enlisted the help of big names that kids would recognize, such as NBA great Magic Johnson.
Get up out of bed, into school, try hard, do well. School got me to where I am today, so be there every single day.
Another voicemail some families got came from chart-topping singer Trey Songz.
Usually I'd be here talking about my music, but this is even more important. We have to get every child to school every day. So if you're a student, get your butt to school. If you're an adult, make sure the kids are going.
The program started with 6,500 students in targeted schools. After just one semester, the number of repeat truants had dropped by up to 25% in some schools. Leaders called it a success.
There's a really big shift in mindset. It's moving away from a very punitive approach, which often typifies a truancy response.
Cecilia Leong is associate director at the national group Attendance Works. She says the key is to keep things positive. Here's an example. Richards Middle School in Atlanta. 6 years ago, Richards' test scores were low, in the 70% range. Attendance was spotty, too. To turn things around, school administrators began focusing on school climate. Reporter Martha Dalton covers Atlanta schools for public radio station WABE.
So it started with this discipline program that the school adopted, also just engaging staff and making the school climate a place where kids would want to come every day. And what I saw was kids wanted to be there. They genuinely wanted to be at school.
Richards' attendance jumped to 99% this past January. The school climate changes that helped boost the numbers, helping teachers think outside the box when it comes to lesson planning, and encouraging a spirit of teamwork throughout the building. Another side effect? Test scores jumped to 90%. Cecilia Leong of Attendance Works says struggling Milwaukee schools could take cues from Richards' approach, or even those surprise phone calls New York tried. She says when it comes to kids, you have to keep things light.
Students are less likely to show up when they don't feel welcome in school. We don't want to punish a child for not being in school, therefore making them feel negative and averse to going to school. But we do want to trigger some sort of positive response.
Over the years, officials here have tried different tactics to reduce truancy, some punitive. Back in the 80s, the state tied attendance to welfare benefits. If kids missed more than 2 days of school without an excuse, the state reduced or even suspended the family's benefits. Milwaukee County officials threatened parents with fines and tickets, even criminal charges. What the city hasn't found yet is something that sticks. MPS continues trying. Tomorrow and Thursday, we'll visit some of its initiatives to get students back in their seats. Rachel Morello, 89.7, WUWM.